With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. One of the biggest pop acts in the world joined a country duo for a performance on Lower Broadway during this week's CMT Awards. The result didn't sound much like what usually comes out of Nashville honky-tonks. That was pop group The Chainsmokers performing with country duo Florida Georgia Line. The next day, two young fans on Lower Broadway, familiar with the group, say they could see The Chainsmokers performing their own set in the future at CMA Fest.
I think that would be, like, cool.
A little, but not like, I want it to be mainly country, you know what I mean? Mostly country. Majority country.
The annual country event has added a few acts slightly outside the genre in the past, but have never hosted a set by a current mainstream top 40 artist. In recent years, country award shows have been increasing the number of pop country crossover performances, with some being more well-received than others. Justin Timberlake's incredibly popular duet with Chris Stapleton versus Beyoncé's heavily debated appearance with the Dixie Chicks. Stan Muncy, a musician from Muscle Shoals who performs with classic country band Shenandoah, says he would welcome diversity in the CMA lineup.
I think anything that's good, whether no matter what genre, it just adds to the whole flavor.
The industry seems eager for such opportunities on both sides, with some commercial country artists like Cam showing up on stage at Bonnaroo this year.